This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the real side. Oh, that was good. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll up at therealside.com. Send me your email address. Really that simple. You can sign up to get our weekly newsletter that I need to send out weekly. Instead of bi-weekly or every 10 days or something. I know, consistency is king or whatever. But I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. I do appreciate the time that you guys are there with us, you know, on the air and in the chat room and being part of the conversation. If you want to, some of you have been listening, you know, the easiest way to get the message, the easiest way for me to get you information out to you without getting dinged all the time, as they say, is simply to have, you know, let me send you a text message, right? I mean, unless you know, most service plans now, what are they, free? It's unlimited text, unlimited calling. Nobody ever calls anymore. So unlimited calling, unlimited text. It is not unlimited data. It is, but they kind of tweak it around, right? So if you want to notice that the show is coming up and how to get the show and who's going to be on and that kind of thing, the easiest way to do that is to just text the letters TRS. TRS to 55222. 55222. It's that simple. So you text the letters TRS to 55222, and I will send you notices when a show is coming up, what's happening, and that kind of thing. All right? Doesn't cost you any extra. If you decide it's as Joe says, it's a bunch of malarkey and you don't need it anymore, well, then you just simply type stop, and it'll stop. By the way, Joe, it's a bunch of malarkey. Biden is hinting that he's running. And when I say hinting, he keeps telling people he is the best chance the Dems have in 2020. Now, the problem is that Obama has not come out and said, yeah, Joe's the man. Maybe there's a reason for that, because, you know, the last person he did that with was cursed. Didn't get anywhere. But, I mean, Biden really feels like he's the man, and I think he feels a bit betrayed. I mean, seriously, why wouldn't, if these guys were on the same page, and they worked hard together, why wouldn't he come out and quickly and easily support Biden? Makes no sense to me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Since we're talking about voter theft, I am. I don't care if you are, especially here in Los Angeles. The Virginia governor now announced that he has a bill that would repeal the voter ID requirement. And it would allow, you ready for this? Because, you know, this works out so well. See, they know the game, and they're willing to do the long game. But he also wants to allow no-excuse absentee voting. What that means, I don't know, but just the mere fact that says no excuse scares the bejesus out of me. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, a Democrat, announced Monday that he's introducing a legislative package that would repeal voter identification requirements and implement no excuse absentee voting. The package addresses campaign finance, proposing to limit large campaign contributions, ban contributions made directly by corporations and businesses, and ban the use of campaign funds for personal use. Now, all right, that's fine, but didn't the Supreme Court already say that corporations are allowed? They're allowed to, you know, give money, to donate money and that kind of thing? Northam said in a statement announcing the legislation that the package would encourage every eligible voter to exercise their right to vote. Well, why wouldn't they? You're telling me that eligible voters have no way to get a voter ID? Is that what you're saying? I'm hopeful that we will be successful working together in this session to increase the transparency of our elections for Virginians, imposing reasonable limitations on campaign contributions. You know, it's really funny. Increase the transparency of our elections by what? Not making somebody prove who they are and that they have a right to vote? How is that transparent? Sounds to me like they're hiding something at that point. Kate Corey, a Democrat in Virginia's House of Delegates, said in a statement that the current law that requires voters in Virginia to present a photo ID prevents the most vulnerable Virginians from voting. Really, who would that be? Really, who would that be? Because I've seen it I've over and over and over again. We've seen, I've seen, you've seen interviews done. What they're talking about are black voters. They don't want to say it, but that's what they're talking about. That black, well, more than that, but that they have a hard time getting IDs. That they're very rural places in Virginia, you know. And that's why they need, no excuse absentee voting. No, that's not true. Not even close to true. But you know what? You get to the point where I start looking at this and going, okay, you guys, you vote these people in. Virginia, West Virginia, Massachusetts, New York, wherever you're at. You're voting these people in sometimes by not getting off your butt and going to vote. Sometimes by not letting your friends know who you're voting for or who we should be voting for. You lift the ID there in Virginia, you're going to have California. Absentee on demand. Almost like abortion on demand, right? Absentee on demand. No excuses, no anything. Give an absentee ballot, let them vote. Voting is a constitutional right of every American citizen. Lawmakers should be working to increase access to voting booths, not inventing ways to keep voters away from the polls. The photo ID requirement prevents the most vulnerable Virginians from voting and silencing the voices of those who most need to be heard. Not buying. Maybe state IDs should be allowed to be given out to local town halls. I don't know. But you need an ID pretty much for everything else on in this country. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you. you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Anybody know who that is? 50 years ago. I'm Joe Basile, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Some of you asking if we're covering the president's speech tomorrow night. We might try. I don't know. And I say that only because it's hard to comment on it. Just running it to run it doesn't do anything. And yeah, maybe after the speech, maybe in the 7 o'clock hour, we could discuss what he's doing, what he's thinking about doing. That would be a good thing. And get your comment. A little interaction would be nice. Get your comments on as well. See what you think he should do or shouldn't do. We're talking about the Virginia governor who's decided that, well, we don't need voter ID, and on top of that, absentees should be allowed for any reason, any time, any way. You know, it used to be that you could only get an absentee if you're going to be out of town. You're going to be unavailable to vote in your home area. And that was good. Now, that was worth it. I mean, really, how easy do we need to make it for somebody to vote? If our founding fathers gave up their lives, their property, and everything else, or were willing to, for that matter, why aren't you? I mean, why aren't you willing to get off your butt, find a way to get an ID, find a way to get a vote? Notice they didn't make it easier for you. Our founding fathers didn't go sending wagons through all the back roads to make sure everybody had an absentee ballot or a way to vote or a parchment that could mark X on. Right? I mean, seriously, if they realized how important it was, they realized how much you had to want to. This is no different than other things in our lives that you don't have to work for. Whatever happened to the old days that they get mad at us for saying, I wish it was like it was in the old days. But when I say that, what I mean, when can we get back to the point where we think it should be that things worth having are worth working for, worth taking care of? You know, my Uncle Bill used to say, you guys are becoming a throwaway society. And I heard him say that a couple of times. I never really understood it until I got older. Right? It's a now and a throwaway. So nothing is worth fixing. Nothing. You know what I know this is stupid. It sounds really stupid, trivial, and not a big deal. So the other day, I do this with my shoes. I bought a cheap little shoe shine kit. I buy one of the local, what do you want to call those things, drug stores? Yeah. Okay. And, you know, for the amount of shoes, what shoes cost today, you could truly buy another pair of shoes and wear them out, too. But it's nice to give them a shine, a clean, and I'm not talking about a military spit shine. I'm just talking about you get the little scuffs out of them, right? Get the little dirt marks out of them. Make them look clean again. And it takes all of, you know, 6 minutes out of your day, 7 minutes away from the little phone thing and the screen. The problem is that the shoes don't glow blue, I guess, or whatever. But it does. It gives a good feeling that, you know, your shoes are clean and they look nice and you don't have to worry about it. We can't do that. We don't have the time and the patience to do that. To take 7 minutes to make I can go buy a pair. Don't worry about it. Doesn't work that way. Not right. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So dumb little things that we've forgotten, you know, just working at things, just taking care of things yourself. Voting is a constitutional right of every American citizen, and lawmakers should be working to increase access to voting booths. Sure, you want to put more precincts up? Make sure, go for it. You want more polling places? I agree, no problem. All right, you say it's hard to get a photo ID. Well, why don't we do it this way? Okay, because if they can get off their butts to get in their car and go vote, chances are really good that they have a driver's license. Let's say they don't have a driver's license. All right. Let's say that they've got to have some kind of local ID. Otherwise, there's so many things that they can't do. I mean, I would imagine the majority of Americans now have somehow flown, gotten on a bus, bought a plane, a train ticket, or what have you. You have to show an ID in those cases. Now, I think California's been setting us up for years for this kind of thing. Because years ago, it went away that you had to show an ID when you presented a credit card. Which I don't understand what the big deal would have been. If you got a credit card, you probably have a driver's license. You probably have an ID. They thought it was intrusive. Think about that. They thought it was, California legislators thought it was intrusive to ask for an ID when using a credit card. You following? Not to vote. That's unintrusive. Making sure the person wouldn't screw the credit card company by not being the person who the card was issued to, that is important, but making sure that somebody isn't stealing somebody else's vote is not important at all. It's like, you know, I know it's a dumb conversation or dumb meme, if you would, but you see that our banks are protected by guns. Our money's protected by guns. I mean, you go down the whole list of things that we use to protect people, celebrities. Maroney celebrities are protected by guns. But when it comes to our kids, whether at school or outings or events, protecting them by guns is considered taboo. It's always been a puzzlement. Northam's office argues in a statement that if implemented, no excuse absentee voting would also give citizens in the state the greatest access to voting. If no excuse absentee voting were to be implemented, voters in Virginia would be able to vote absentee without having to provide a reason to do so. Yeah, in California, it's called permanent absentee voting. So it's not unique in that light. They just, you know, most places, in order for you to get an absentee ballot, you have to prove that you're going to be out of town, you're not going to be around, you know, something's going on where you cannot be in your precinct that day of voting. But again, I don't get it. Why, if voting is so important, such a sacred thing, then why aren't you finding a way to get there and doing it? Just a question. You don't have to answer, just a question. All right, we come back. Washington Post asks, what's so wrong with the MF word? Why do we get so uptight about it? Well, I'll tell you why on the other side of the break. Seriously. I'm finding it interesting that pretty much anything and everything goes. And I know some of you are going to get, you know, you're going to become pearl clutchers here. But, you know, I get nuts. Well, you're going to have to wait till the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. During the break, head over to the website, therealside.com. Give me your email address so I can send you an email once a lousy week. We'll be back in a minute.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon at gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The partial government shutdown is continuing. It's now in its third week. The president has taken his case for border wall funding directly to the American people with a primetime address on Tuesday night. He says his speech will address the humanitarian and national security crisis on the southern border. The announcement comes as Mr. Trump considers declaring a national emergency to build the wall using unspent military construction funds. The president intends to travel to the border on Thursday, but there's no word on any further scheduled talks with Democrats to end the partial shutdown. With paychecks frozen, some federal employees are not showing up for work, including employees like TSA airport checkpoints. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation, being part of what's going on. You know, I'm always looking for input from others. I really am. If you head up to the website, you give me your email address. I send out an email once a week, let you know what's happening, what's going on. Did I do that? Yeah, I think I did that. But I'll let you know what's going on, what's happening. You know, it's interesting to me, honestly, in talking with people. I mean, everybody's got their lives. Everybody's living their lives. I get it. But there's so many people that don't do any kind of investigating before they vote. And I'm also amazed at how many people don't think their vote counts at all. And one person I was talking to, because in California we have what's called propositions. You can put a law on the out there for the people to vote for as a rule, you know, in general. They had the, was a Prop 8, right? So what they had was the law was passed that the... that outlawed same-sex marriage, in essence. Marriage was between a man and a woman. And though it won, it was struck down by the court as unconstitutional, the local court. And they put it back out as a constitutional amendment, which is what you're supposed to do, right, for constitutional amendment. So anyway, they put out a constitutional amendment. The people voted again to define marriage as between a man and a woman. And the court struck it down again. And the guy says to me, so why bother voting? Can't get what we want. Why bother voting? And I said, really? So there was only one thing on the ballot all these years that you wanted to vote for? Did anything else that you voted for happen? He goes, well, yeah, of course. I said, oh, so you didn't get everything you wanted. It's not how it works. It's a representative government. You need to get more people out to think the way you do to vote. That's number one. Number two is you have to have the right judges that are willing to really adhere to the Constitution. Can't have activist judges. Can't have judges that decide they're going to decide what the law is. That's not what they were meant to be. Never the way it was meant to be. The Supreme Court was never meant to put down laws. What's really funny is the way the Supreme Court's supposed to work, the way it was always envisioned as working, is it wouldn't allow states to do things against the Constitution, enact laws against the Constitution. The legislature as a whole, when they enacted laws, if they were, oh, I don't know, let's say they were to try to limit speech in a federal law, that would be one of those laws that would go in front of the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court would simply go, nay, not going to happen. Here, flies right in the face of the First Amendment. Go back and fix it. See, the court doesn't fix it. When the court says it's against the Constitution, it doesn't mean it's dead. If you know what I'm saying. It doesn't. It just simply means it's unconstitutional. You cannot enforce it. So the idea was that the Congress would take it back, tweak it, fix it, reword it, do whatever they had to do to make it, to still get the point across they were trying to get across, get the law in effect that they're trying to get into effect, while still staying inside the framework of the Constitution. The laws were never meant to be flushed when that happened. It's just like Roe versus Wade. Everybody's so afraid that's going to get overturned. Well, I hear a lot of people say the same thing I'm saying to a big degree, which is we didn't have science like we have today. We know more about it today. And look at, remember, it used to be that you could own a black person. A black person was not considered human. Remember the whole they were five-thirds of a person, or something like that, three-fifths of a person? Mm-hmm. But that was fixed and rewritten when we came to our senses. Right? Thrown out, fixed, and rewritten when we came to our senses. When we realized that what we were doing was wrong. Am I suggesting you wipe out Roe versus Wade? See, I'm one of those Christian guys that goes, no. The law never fixed anything. The law never fixes somebody's heart. This is an issue of the heart. But what I would say to you is, with today's science and technology, we know it's not a blob of cells anymore. That's how it was sold. Nothing more than like a tumor growth. Nothing more than something growing in your body that doesn't belong there. So all we're doing is removing it. Well, we know that not to be true anymore. And it was never meant to be third trimester abortions, remember? It was supposed to be done early on, and it was supposed to be rare, not commonplace. Not wiping out 41 million lives in 1 year. That's how many abortions were performed last year. 41 million. Was never meant to be like that. So, could you revisit it? Sure you could. We're always told to be more like Europe. Well, guess what? I think almost all of them, I'd say most of them, the majority of, don't allow abortions after 22 weeks. Because they realize that it can live. It can live outside the womb. And it's a human being. So how about we start off there? Why would that be so terrible? If you don't want to have that baby, put it up for adoption. Again, I don't understand where, I don't understand how we went so far down the wrong road. And then the other thing is, I know this is kind of ridiculous in a way, but Second Amendment, civil law, stop trying to take our guns away. Isn't that kind of where you're at when you're on the left? Roe versus Wade, settle law. The Affordable Care Act, settle law. Well, guess what? First Amendment, freedom of speech. Second Amendment, against settle law. Whoopi Goldberg rips Ocasio-Cortez. She says, before you start crapping on other people, maybe you ought to do something. Now, first I got all excited. I thought she was ripping her all up. But she went on Monday. I mean, Whoopi talked about her on Monday on her show for comments made on 60 Minutes. Now, the specific section of which Goldberg took real exception with was a congresswoman's apparent calling out the establishment Democrats. Cooper asked Ocasio-Cortez about her previous intentions to support Democratic primary candidates to unseat incumbent Democrats, which the 60 Minutes correspondent and CNN host had noted politically dangerous tactics. right? It's absolutely risky. It requires risk to try something new, Cortez says. But also we know so much of what we tried in the past haven't worked either. You know, many saw as a shot to establishment Democrats. Now, Goldberg opened by lauding Ocasio-Cortez as an opinionated woman, which we like. And then she went on, called her on the carpet. As a Johnny-come-lately to the national political stage. You know, it's really funny to me that people go into Congress, they think they've got it all together. They think they know so much. They think they know how it's going to work. She doesn't know how the branches of government work. She doesn't understand what her role is in government. This is not a... this is not a resist position. This is not a position where you resisting the other side. This is a position where you go, you get the job, you take your seat, and you support the whole American populace. They don't seem to get that. She's never been in any position in politics. Is she a school board member, a water board member, city council, town council, whatever? Nothing. Has no idea how this stuff flows and works. And again, I would have to imagine she has no clue how government works either, because she has shown that she has no clue on how government works. She said that Whoopi called out Ocasio for calling out establishment Democrats for doing nothing. Whoopi said, well, maybe you need to look at Representative John Lewis out of Georgia. He didn't sit still. Dianne Feinstein's done a lot of good things, as according to Whoopi. I mean, you could go down the list, you could name things that they've done. And I'm sure if I go digging, I could name good things that Democrats have done over the years. Look, let's just be, we can't be like them. You can't sit around and try to state that all Democrats are bad, period, end of discussion. Because it's not true. I like Republicans, there are many Democrats that are ignorant to what they're doing. They're ignorant to what their party's all about. They're ignorant to what their party's pushing on them. Just life. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Be back in a few minutes.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon by Christine. Great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Me while I whip this out. He was a famous trumpet man out Chicago way. He had a boogie style no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft.
I know some of you are singing. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I always appreciate the time you spend with us. And if you head up to the website, therealsci.com, there's a million things you could do up there. I mean it. There's a million things. You could sign up for Patreon where you're helping to support the show financially. You can sign up for a weekly email blast. If you want to get notifications by text, really simple, not that hard. You want to text TRS, okay, TRS to 55222. So easy, 55222. And it puts you on the list. And then when I send out an email, let you know the show's coming up, what's coming on, maybe special, things coming up. Right, you'll be able to jump on it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us, and I do appreciate the time. I got so many crazy stories that I want, that I need to get through. But one of the ones, you know, I just need to finish up on is Whoopi the Goldberg. Right? I mean, she went off on Cortez on her show, on The View, their show, I guess. Kind of like she'd been on the show for so long, and really is the Whoopi Goldberg show, right? Who's the other one?
Joy.
Right, Joy. They got to rename her to No Joy Behar, right? Does she ever look happy? The only time I've ever seen that woman excited is when she thought that they nailed Trump, right? I thought she was going to pass out in a chair. She was so excited.
Yep.
Right? Other than that, there's no joy there. Absolutely none. Anyway, so again, she tagged, and it's so true. I mean, Cortez has got no experience. So for her to go out there and say, now, it'd be one thing. I want you to think about something. The woman hasn't even talked through a bill on the floor. I can only imagine, you know, let me place the bet now. The bet is that the first time she gets on the floor to speak, and they give her a time limit, she's going to get crazy. Sure, why? Because I'm a Hispanic woman? No, because that's the rules for everybody, whether you have one leg or two legs and two arms, whether you're black, white, green, or brown, it doesn't matter. She's going to have a hard time with that, I guarantee it. She doesn't know how the process goes. She doesn't know how to introduce bills. But she's going to get up there and tell them what they're doing wrong. I love those people. For some of you guys that have been in business, and you love, don't you love it when you get an employee that comes in and tells you how you've been doing it so wrong? And 99.9% of the time, they have no clue. They've been fired from 11 jobs on their own. I had a guy that came in to do an interview. I don't know if you remember this. He came in to do an interview, and we were talking about the job, and as he kept yakking away, I come to find out that the five previous bosses he had were morons. They didn't know what they were doing. That's why they fired him. Needless to say, I didn't have to fire him because I didn't hire him. I didn't want to be the sixth idiot in his list. I mean, seriously, after the second one, anybody else interviewing him to hire him should have said, nah, I don't think it's going to work out. But back to Cortez. So Goldberg added, so you just got in there, and I know you got all these good ideas, but I'd encourage you to sit and shut up for a minute and learn the job. And in case the point was lost, she landed with, you don't have to be born into it, you don't have to know it when you step out, but before you start crapping on other people, you need to get some information. So she's already stepped on Whoopi's nerves this early in. This is cool. Some of these people are really, 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 really going to have a problem. And I think it's wonderful, frankly. I really do. And then the... Oh, this one. This is a good one. All right. This is the one where the Washington Post asks if it's so wrong to use the word MF-er. I say yes. And I'll tell you why. We're always asked to live to a bigger standard, right? A higher standard. We're always asked to do more. Right? I mean, as elected officials, as adults, there's no reason to use that kind of language. Matter of fact, I was always taught, and still believe today, that if you have to use vulgar language to get your point across, maybe you need to up your vocabulary. Now, there are times when you, forgive me, when you're talking to a bunch of rough dock workers, maybe may I and please might not work. I don't know. It might. Sometimes you have to use a language that people around you will understand. But in general, you don't. I have sat at tables where, I remember at times where guys would just be swearing up a storm. I don't know why. It didn't change anything. It didn't get their point across any better or worse. And now I sit and have conversations with people. We can go an hour and a half without a cuss word coming out or foul language. Doesn't make me a saint or anything. It just means you don't have to use it to get things done. But this is where the left goes over the top. This is where the left turns around and says, you know, don't tell me what to do or what to say or how to say, so they do it more just to prove a point, right? Like your kid when he shows that he can be stronger than you when he's 7, 8, 9 years old. And you let him get away with it, right? told you I was going to tell you after the break some of the stuff that bothers me. When I'm at malls and other places with people, and you got parents sitting there with their kids using the MF word. Or using the F word. And there are little kids in there, 7, 8, 9-year-old kids. It's beyond me. And if you're one of those parents that I've insulted you, then don't listen anymore. Do you really need to use that language around your 7, 8, 9-year-old? And you would be horrified if the kid was sitting at the table with your parents or somebody else and used that word to explain something. Give me the F and sugar. Wouldn't that be great? How are you going to explain to your son you can only use those words, or your daughter, you only use those words when you're really mad? Well, Dad, I was really mad. You wouldn't pass sugar. The Friday published Washington Post editorial written by Molly Roberts entitled, What's So Wrong with MF-er? Dismisses criticism of Representative Rashida Tlaib, a Democrat out of Michigan. Right? She said, when she called President Trump an MF-er. Now, they're talking about civility, but the paper is dismissing civility. Right? Because, you know, words don't... If these words don't hold any weight to them, and it's okay, then how can they screen for civility? How do they do that? As of Thursday evening, MoveOn.org hosted an event in Washington, D.C., hours after swearing-in ceremony. Tlaib said, we're going to go in, we're going to impeach that MF-er. Wasn't that nicer? Now, see, that got her point across, didn't it? Because if she said we're going to impeach President Trump, that would not have got a point. We wouldn't have known what the word impeach meant, would we?
We'd know who she was.
God. Roberts praises Tlaib, a self-described Democrat socialist, aligned with Senator Bernie Sanders. She's also on board with Cortez. You know what I'm finding more and more with some of these younger... I mean, I got no place to speak. But at one point in time, you could spell all kinds of words wrong and it would go right past me. I wouldn't even notice. But I'm seeing more and more of these coming up on these posts. Like, look at her name, Cortez. Right? Anyway. So, it doesn't make your case any better. And you would think that statesmen... Right? People in the legislature. Don't we hold them to a higher standard? I got lambasted for saying that there was a group of people at a town hall acting like 17-year-old brats. Boy, and the left ripped me up for doing that. But yet this woman's going to get a trophy for using MF-er. Maybe I should have called them a bunch of MF-ing idiots. Maybe they would have, you know, had a little ticker tape parade for me or something. I guess I have to learn how to talk like they do. Anyway, Roberts writes that MF-er is a filler. It means little more than someone more unpleasant than unpleasant can convey. Say, you know, you grab women by the blank. So, apparently that's damaging. Saying that you're going to grab a woman by her blank parts... Or they want you to. Matter of fact, he didn't even say that he was going to grab them. He said they would let you. Right? So he wasn't even saying he was putting them... That's the funny thing about it. You could have a field day with that compared to everything that they've said in the last 2 years. So that was really bad. Yet, saying you were going to impeach the MF-er was fine. Calling immigrants an infestation... dehumanizes them. Everything dehumanizes somebody to the left. Calling maybe that should be their name. MS-13 members, animals, dehumanizes them. Well, don't they dehumanize themselves when there's 5 or 6 of them standing over a 12-year-old girl, raping her and cutting her up with a knife and not caring about her screaming and yelling and begging for mercy? Doesn't that sound like an animalistic act? I'm just asking. Good note to leave you on. Joel Messina, your host. Listen to Railside. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Look, you want information about the show? Want to know what's airing? Want to catch it streaming? Go to therailside.com. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.